Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey guys, welcome back to Soul Sisters. Jesse Katz here with
Dara Golub.
Hello, Dara Golub.
Wonderful to see you, Jesse.
And you as always. So before we get into today's episode, you have some news that you would like to share with our audience.
Yes, I think you've been very ready for me to do this for a long time. I haven't sort of felt like talking about the fact that my band Parlor Tricks broke up over the summer. A very sad fact and something that I'm still dealing with. I think we all are. Mm-hmm.
Broke up basically at the same time that your EP came out.
Right. As it was happening, as we were finishing the EP, it was sort of like slowly unraveling. And by the time the EP was ready, we were able to like announce a farewell record EP with them.
Which is a great record. So that made it extra tough to swallow.
Extra bittersweet, extra hard.
For me.
Definitely.
Even. Yeah.
But I felt ready because, I mean, it's time to talk about it. And with this podcast, Overcoats, which I was so excited for, and it was so wonderful. I sort of went there about Parlor Tricks. I was listening to Overcoat's cover of Cherry Wine, which I alluded to this on with the conversation, but the Hozier song with the lyrics, I am hers and she is mine, blood is rare and sweet as cherry wine. And I was walking to brunch with the two other singers from the band, one of whom has moved to Chicago, which is actually part of why the band sort of like ultimately the final unraveling happened. Morgan moved to Chicago and she was in town, and I was walking to have brunch with Lily and Morgan and listening to Cherry Wine, and I just really had to stop myself from breaking down, from totally just losing it in the street. And I think it's good. I mean, it's been many months since the breakup, but you know, even months later, when you are going through that kind of loss, I think it's good to cry sometimes, like even months and months later. And music has that power to pierce through the skin that you build up in order mm-hmm. to live every day. But it's great when there's something that gives you that release to go there. And so I sort of went there. I went there because like those two women sing beautiful harmonies together. And I was reminded that like there is something transcendently amazing about women singing harmonies together. It might be unfair to say that it's women versus men. Like, that's probably not a cool thing to say, but I just want to...
It's very cool to say that on Soul Sisters.
Okay, right. I want to make that leap, that assumption that, like, there is something that happens to female friends who also get to share the connection of singing harmony. I sang a cappella in college, and a friend put it really well, that, like, it's like your souls like dancing together, souls melding when you get to sing that kind of harmony. And so JJ and Hannah have that, and the song was beautiful. And so I really miss that kind of connection.
Which we talk about with them, you know, the basis of their group is friendship.
Right.
And it's still the most important part of their dynamic. Mm-hmm. And you guys still have that, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And we'll always have that. But I think that's what was so drew me to Overcoats in the first place, too, was like their music and also their connection is tangible.
Yeah.
And I think that it's a cycle that makes the music what it is. And so it's just like a beautiful circle.
Right.
That happens. So anyway, that's the story. We can talk about it another time.
It's tough.
But Yeah, we had a wonderful reunion over the weekend, and we're still all very good friends, and that will never change.
Hey, look, now it's just another thing you can relate to our guests on, because most, if not all, musicians have been in a group that broke up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's one of the many facets of the artist's life. Mm-hmm. Things end and then things begin again.
Yeah. But I couldn't be happier to talk. I mean, it's tough sometimes to talk to artists who are sort of in that same, you know, process and living it. And, you know, you say,
do you feel like
I do.
You just got divorced and they're having their honeymoon?
Totally. That's a fair.
Yeah.
It's more like a high school breakup where you're just like, oh, it's like, but I couldn't be more happy to have had that conversation with JJ and Hannah. They're lovely.
Tough, but cathartic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, let's get to that convo. And Parlor Tricks is, I feel like you can say it in present tense because the music still exists, is an amazing group. And if you guys have not, if you've been listening to the show, but you haven't checked it out yet, you definitely should.
Yeah. Bodies is the new EP.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Check it out. It's good stuff. And I'm sure we will hear more music from you, Dara, at some point in the future, because you are still a musician.
Ooh,
which we keep discussing.
This is the discussion.
There's an identity crisis perhaps percolating here.
Mm-hmm.
Once an artist, always an artist.
I love it.
Yeah. All right. Here's Overcoats.
I actually want to start by saying, because you've already mentioned Rockwood.
Oh.
And I was actually going to come see you guys before I even knew, like when Jesse proposed this podcast, I was like, amazing. I was so excited because I don't know when it was that you did the communion showcase.
Oh, yeah.
So I was going to go.
Yeah, you were on Dara's wish list of guests that she forgot to send me. You were like in a drafted email.
And I was
basically
like, did you read my mind? This is amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm very excited to see, because I didn't end up getting to come. I'm doing a documentary, which is hence this camera now. And so I was going to come for communion, because communion is a big sort of player in the indie scene. And like, you know, they put on all of these great showcases. And I said, who's going to be at the showcase tonight? Because I want to see what communion's up to. And I just clicked on, because the name is so adorable. Mm-hmm. And then the artwork was so great. And I was like, okay, let me just try out this female duo. And I was hooked and I was an instant fan.
And here we are.
Here we are. And then, we got to see you at Berlin, which was a rad.
It was awesome.
Show.
I don't know if you remember wearing the front row and being super fanny.
Yes, you were sitting to the left, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And you, Jesse was filming a lot of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember
was there
that?
Another woman with you as well?
Nope. Don't talk
it's
to Hannah about
there might have been a woman with us.
I will just let myself out right now. And you guys,
did
JJ
she have a British accent?
Hannah, podcast.
That's the important question.
You know, it was
I'll
Swedish.
Handle this podcast.
The Swedish woman who came in
do
with us.
Switch
yes.
off. This is only our second podcast with two women at a time. We did one with three, one with two. The other two were,
is it like those weird like statistics
roll,
that they say
please?
During baseball like, games? Or like, okay, what's the significance of that?
The Indigo Girls.
Oh, we should do a
company.
Cover
of Closer to Fine.
Oh my
love
god,
that one.
We would die.
That's
oh
it.
That
don't
good,
see yourself
no.
out.
Indigo Girls is like they are meaningful to you despite.
Is that a question?
Younger.
It's a statement.
Question.
Dara just divined from you that they are your musical touchstone.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. Hannah and I keep discovering that we grew up with all of the same musical influences. Like, we didn't know that when we first met. We knew that we both loved Amy Winehouse, but, like, slowly over the course of the past 2 years, like, driving road trips and touring, we, like, put on the same golden oldies, and it's like Dixie Chicks, Indigo Girls,
Coldplay.
Coldplay
stuff.
Wait, I want to make sure you're not calling that golden oldies, or I will see myself out right now.
We should all see ourselves out.
No one is going to be sitting here by the time we're done with this.
No.
Just this fake succulent.
I was saying it like as a joke. They're not actually golden oldies, but they are our golden oldies because that
got
was
it.
What we grew up with.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
It's
got
kind
it.
Of how I call something a guilty pleasure that I actually don't feel guilty about at all.
Can we just go there for 2 seconds?
Yeah.
What's yours?
You know mine. I forget that. Let's not go there.
No.
Let's go there.
We're there. We're already there.
Oh, The Bachelor.
Oh my God, I'm watching too.
Music.
Who do you want to
really
win?
Good. Oh, Vanessa.
Yeah, yeah.
Clearly.
Except her.
Wanted Rachel.
Did
but
you
then,
see
no.
the app last night?
No, not yet.
Don't her spoil family's it. A little intense.
Okay. I also heard she has an IMDb, and so it's like questionable. Anyway, if we let's go there. Music.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We'll save this for. Off
yeah,
camera.
We'll do that later.
Yeah.
I mean, should we make it like four podcasts in a row now that I bring up Katy Perry?
Oh, we used Katy Perry as like a reference for most of the songs on our album.
Really?
When we were in the studio, we'd be like, let's pull up that Katy Perry song.
Let's talk about it.
Our producers
this.
Were like, we know the song. And we were like, we just want to listen to this one part.
What's my favorite?
Roar. Is that a song?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
Roar is a great anthem.
It is.
It feels good to listen to that song.
Yeah.
As we've said about every Katy Perry song, there is no debate about that.
Yeah. You have to do a deep dive to find one that doesn't give you some kind of empowerment.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Empowerment
and a catchy feeling. And it's an earworm. And I texted you the other day, this song, what's it, Change of the Rhythm?
Change of the Rhythm.
Yeah, that's
Dara was resistant, and I made her listen to it for the first time, and she's like, yeah, okay. And then I get a text from her a day later, it just says, I'm chained to the rhythm. No, did it say that?
It was something like that.
That's how I interpreted it.
This is a great song.
Yeah, okay.
So it's undeniable. So
what's the songwriting process? How do you guys work together on that?
I think it varies, but some days we'll just sit and write something together, like from start to finish. And like that happens just as often as like any other kind of writing, which is like, I don't know, sometimes we'll write where like I'll send Hannah a voice memo and that's all it is. It's like me in the subway being like beep boop boop and she's like, I love this.
Yeah.
Let me take this. And then she'll add on to that, add a lyric, add a beat, sick beat. or do something, and we just pass things back and forth.
Okay.
and like infuse them with whatever we're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we talk about the sentiment that we want the song to have or the experience that each of us is referring to as we're writing it.
Uh-huh. Is there a song where you guys remember saying, okay, let's get together, be in this room together and write this song, and like remembering how you started? Because like I also have a writing partner and it's a very interesting process of being like, okay, we're gonna write something today, and like how do you get
Sounds
something
impossible.
Out of each other?
Yeah
mm-hmm.
I think that is like a huge challenge, to show up and leave your ego at the door and kind of just like be willing to try things. Like often like the things that come out of my mouth are like very embarrassing, like
same.
And if somebody was watching us start writing a song, it would be like very awkward for them.
Yeah.
Like,
you might not know we do this for a living.
Well, it'll be interesting too how it develops into, because up to this point it's been, you've had songs, you've come up with songs, and now you get to record them all, and all of a sudden now it's a job in a way where, okay, now it's like, let's lock ourselves in a room and write our next record.
Well,
you know,
we
or
have
hopefully
our,
not
we have our second album already written.
Yeah,
we write constantly. Like it is a job, and there's definitely like some pressure on certain songs to finish them, but we're just like in constant creative process. Like we're always on the it's always the subway for some reason where you get a really good idea and we're like recording into our phones.
I think it's because there's like a natural drone or like hum.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever write in the laundry room too?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a drone, and so it's like gives you the background already for your songs. You're like, oh.
You don't live together?
Not right now.
Mm-mm. We have.
In the past, we have lived in one room together, which was intense and great. And in Dublin, speaking of Jameson.
Yeah,
but right now we live in separate houses. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, so far away.
We see each other.
What
like
does that mean? Different boroughs.
Though, so.
Yeah, different boroughs.
Oh wow.
Different boroughs. To answer your question.
Uh-huh. Oh yes, my tie.
To get back there, "Hold Me Close" is actually one that we just wrote. Like we were like, we've got to do this, and that song as well went through many different iterations. It used to have a different chorus.
Okay.
And I remember when we were kind of going back into the song, we were in Northampton, Massachusetts this summer. And we wrote this new chorus, and I remember so clearly, it was like sunset and we were sitting on this stoop outside of this beautiful house that we were staying in. And I remember just kind of going back and forth, and sometimes we get the general line and then we, you know, change some words. I'm sorry. But that's one that we like wrote really together. Whereas one that was super different, Smaller Than My Mother, for example, uh-huh. which is the first song on the record besides the intro. That one was one that the lyrics and melody JJ had written like a long time ago. And that was one that she kind of passed me the file. And I put this like horrendous like garage band beat on it, and she loved it. And that like loop is, I hope this won't get us in trouble, is still in the track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But that's special. In a way, you know? Totally. Doesn't that feel nice?
Can we talk about your stage performance and dynamic a little bit?
We can.
In particular, the hugging.
Oh,
and I don't want to elaborate. I just want you guys to talk about it.
Okay. I don't know if I should reveal this, but in our hugs, we say like really weird stuff.
Like to fuck with each other, to relax each other.
I think to calm each other. Like we genuinely do want to hug before the show because we're about to like enter a journey. And once
like you guys hug before, during, and after.
Not during.
Do we hug?
I think you do.
An arm.
Oh yeah. You did at Berlin.
Yeah.
You definitely had some during the
did
set.
We?
Yeah.
My God. Yeah. Sometimes it gets really cathartic, and you need a hug.
No, it made me so happy.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It's uncommon and beautiful to see.
Yeah. Exactly.
We definitely like to do it at the beginning and the end because uh-huh. it's kind of like a.
Bookends
to the performance. Yeah. Like we get up there and we're like, okay, about to bare our souls.
Yeah.
And then we hug and we're like, okay, we did it. Close this off, back to being a regular human. Because to be up there and singing such vulnerable stuff, it's like you really have to like reckon with that and get into like a new space to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it kind of, yeah, it helps us get into the vibe. But also like, yeah, I don't know. It's just like,
I think also
it's nice. We're just up there together.
We're not like, I mean, we are now business partners, which is a very bizarre thing. Mm-hmm. but we're first and foremost just friends. So when we're like performing, Berlin was like a small show, but like in Montreal, we played to like 2,000 people and I was like really quite scared.
Uh-huh.
And so to be able to like hug, because then once the show starts, I can't be like, Hannah, I'm like a little bit scared now. Like,
although if we take a page from Adele, any vulnerability, any like,
yeah,
stop
but
the show.
Not everyone can get away with it like
it's
a dog.
It's very true.
She's earned that.
It's true, but I do like, and I mean, the hugging feels real too. You know,
totally.
Like there's something that, I mean, it's not something that you do. It's not unplanned.
It made me
want to
hug you, but yeah,
you guys should like
hug
nice.
Your friends.
Podcast.
We should.
Yeah. When did the moves come in? To the picture.
Oh,
yeah, great moves.
Choreography.
Yeah, lovely moves.
Yeah. Very early on.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's actually a video that we took of ourselves. Basically, we won Battle of the Bands at our college senior spring.
Wesleyan.
First show ever. Our first show ever was our school's Battle of the Bands, and the winner gets to play at the Spring Fling.
Oh my God.
So we got to open for Jeremih.
Huge honor. That's crazy.
Hand to heart. We opened for Jeremih. Don't tell him. Practicing for our first show, we were in like the rehearsal spaces of our student center, uh-huh.
which all of the student bands are like fighting for. It's very competitive to get a space right before the battle,
the big
bands.
Show. Yeah, and so we show up. We're in our pajamas. We were also writing theses, so like we couldn't
function.
Handle our lives.
What were your majors?
I majored in history, Middle East history and politics.
And I majored in philosophy of religion and did studio art.
Nice. Okay. Sounds great.
Brief interlude.
Good liberal arts.
Good old useless degree.
Uh-huh. So you're seniors at this point?
Yeah. So we're seniors and we had just started writing that winter together.
You had been friends though.
Been friends
yeah,
for
yeah. since
we're
first day of school.
That.
We're going to get back to that. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, I'm glad you agree.
Yeah, yeah. We're in our pajamas and we decided that like we should have choreography in our set.
Uh-huh.
And that was like going to set us apart from the rest of the bands. So I think it was like that first month, like practicing for our first show ever. We like, I remember we had like, we were like in the fog.
She's raising her arm.
I'm raising my arm. And people were so angry because we were hogging these rehearsal spaces, not even to play our music. Like, we were actually just dancing. And people were like, can you leave? Like, there's only one rehearsal. Like, yeah. I have a drummer. Like, I need to get in there. And we were like, sorry.
We were just like, 5, 6, 7, 8.
But yeah, it's always been like a huge part of what we do. Like, we love like the showmanship and like the performance aspect. It's kind of like the hugging. Like, it helps us to get into this like frame of mind. Mm-hmm. And also, like, we just like to have fun, and we're friends, and we like to like emphasize the fact that we're friends and like are having a great time.
I mean, what's cool is that your music is so many things at one time. It can be so small and quiet, and you can sing a ballad that has no sick beat, and it's just guitar and your two voices, and it needs nothing else at all. And then or you could play super dancey music and put a little tiny little knee shimmy on it, and it's like, oh my god, this is all that I need.
Knee
this
shimmy,
knee
shimmy,
I like that.
Knee shimmy. No, I like a knee shimmy.
I feel like it's like they just do a little dip, and that's all you need.
Yeah. What's the meet cute between you two? When did you meet?
Acapella.
This is a great story.
It was not acapella. We lived in the same dorm, and we had intro to anthropology.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I guess the first week of school, and we decided to walk back from class together because
I'm just going to preface and say that I thought JJ was really cool and I wanted to be her friend.
Based on what?
Just my swagger. Yeah. It was her. No. I mean, we spoke and we sat next to each other.
Okay.
Times.
And you're like, this.
And we just got along.
Just like, you're fucking cool.
There was an energy.
Yeah.
There was an energy. I felt the same way about Hannah. I was like, oh, this girl is cool. And you were kind of a hippie back then.
Yeah. Not hipster. Like, right.
Like
it was
hippie.
Bad. It was bad.
Like, what were the hallmarks now?
She wore bell-bottom jeans. Okay. And, like, had really long, like, big, flowing, like, lion hair. Uh-huh, and she would wear, like, headbands.
Yeah, I wore headbands. Okay. You know how it is.
Yep.
And what did JJ wear at the time?
JJ actually was a bit hippier as well. You had some you had some headbands, and you wore like kind of long boho like scarring.
Oh, earrings. Oh my god, this is enlightening.
yeah
Okay, so you're reevaluating yourself.
Yeah, I was like, oh god, I thought I was cool.
No, you were cool.
I still thought I was
college,
cool,
man.
Nobody's cool.
No
god, burn those pictures.
And so we were walking back, and we were both trying to like be kind of cool, talking to each other. And I have the story goes, according to JJ, that we both walked into a low hanging tree branch and then kind of stumbled backwards. And that was the point that we had to be friends, because we had just been
both embarrassing.
Like, so
if that's
ridiculous.
Not a meet cute. I don't even know.
My version is a little different. My version is that we both thought we walked into a branch, but didn't actually just kind of like jolted, which I would say is
you were
potentially
both so high.
No, like, no. Just because we're okay. Both
we
very
that kind of hippie.
Okay, I don't know.
Like, just
that's
because
it sounds familiar to me and my college experience.
We were both just so projecting. Nervous and skittish that we both kind of thought we had walked into something, and then both jumped back even though there was nothing there, which I find even more embarrassing possibly than actually walking into the branch.
That's the best way to form a friendship.
It's unclear what happened, but the end was the same.
You survived. And a friendship was born.
A friendship was born. And then we had 3 years of
a cappella. Did we do anything else musical together?
I think we were in an a cappella group.
We were, that's
a big commitment of fun.
It was fun.
I feel like we were just like always like singing. We were just always walking places and singing, or like if we ever found like if we were walking in a nice stairwell, we'd like stop.
Vestibules. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you remember vestibules?
Of course. Yeah.
In every building on campus, there's like double doors and then like a little space known as a vestibule. Yes. And then just for our listeners who
are unfamiliar with the term,
not from planet Earth.
you never know.
I hope so. I hope we have those.
Yeah, right? I hope so. And they have amazing acoustics because it's just like really echoey. So you sound like fire. And then so we would always go in there and
what was
sing.
Your acapella group called?
The Cardinal Sinners.
Yes.
Shout out.
Nice. Always a good pun.
Hey guys.
I just want to shout out my acapella group at Boston University.
Oh.
Boston Cordially Yours. Because there would have been no greater dream than for us to like form a band. And we still get together and still love
that
to
is
sing.
So
and I
cute.
Did get to sing in a band and sing harmonies with other women, but the acapella group, like, I mean, you gotta show
yeah.
love. You gotta love.
There's something about 12. We were all women also. And like there was like something really special about 12 women's voices together. I had never done anything like it. And I was like, wow, this is super cool.
What
back then,
solo?
I couldn't do harmonies. Like I couldn't remember harmonies. So I would just like sing whatever I wanted, which was a source of contention. What was my solo? Something about Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Valerie and then that mashup.
Yeah, yeah.
An Amy mashup or another?
It was an Amy, John Legend, Lauryn Hill mashup.
Nice. Yeah. Did you write that?
I loved it.
Did you write it?
Wait. Oh, did I write it? No.
Did you arrange it, I mean?
Guys, did you hear that Zion had a son?
What?
Like Lauryn Hill's son had a son.
How? I thought Zion was like 12.
Oh yeah, God. Right? In my mind.
Whoa.
I know. Sorry, that was really trippy when I found that out this
morning.
Yeah,
no, that is trippy.
Right?
Okay, anyway.
Time flies.
You're having fun. Crazy.
When you're waiting for another Lauryn Hill album.
Yeah. Shout out.
Shout out. Still waiting.
Hannah was always really good at solos.
I was.
Yeah, I remember I always voted for Hannah to get solos because I...
Jay, I always voted for you!
Was it the like, blind
it's
voting?
Like, yes.
It's blind Jay!
Wait, what's that? Oh, Gift of the Magi.
Oh my God, they're so cute right now. I can't stand it.
I always voted for Hannah because I literally thought she sounded the best every time. Like, because
that's what I felt about Jay.
Is Hannah crying? Aww. I think Hannah's crying. Has she been drinking?
No.
Yes, I have. Water.
Water.
And now there are tears.
But you got stuck with a lot of like really weird solos because we sang so many like strange songs. Like, what was the last one you had?
I had to sing Beyoncé, which I was pretty upset about.
Damn. Your acapella group was not playing.
Yes, oh, we didn't know.
No, we were not.
She was way too serious. I was like...
Were you like Pitch Perfect, like competition?
No.
Like...
Did we... No, but we were very like competitive.
Yeah.
With...
Each other. Like, I feel like a big part of JJ and I starting to sing together is we were like, oh my God, this shit is like too much. And like, we just want to sing and have fun.
Little did we know that right? Like, this would become like our jobs instead.
Yeah.
But it's still fun.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine that in this moment in your career, it must be so reassuring that the basis of the band is a friendship because... Mm-hmm. I mean, that must be so grounding.
Yeah.
And otherwise, what is like insane stress and just new experiences.
Yeah. I mean, there are times when we both go crazy and then it's like very nice that we can both be like, I'm going crazy. And she's like, yeah, I'm going crazy. And like our friends are very nice and sympathetic, but like don't really understand what we're going through. And we are kind of the only two that know.
You know that exact experience.
Yeah.
That's right.
The exact experience. So it's been nice. Like having a friend through it all.
Yeah. So what happened after the vestibule period?
Gosh. Then we lived in Earth House. I guess we were hippies. we lived in Earth House together our junior year. Mm-hmm. which was
What's
like
Earth House?
It's a we at Wesleyan they have these like program houses, so basically like affinity groups that live together and you
that care about the environment.
Yes,
mildly.
Like I don't know how I
it's
got let into that.
We cooked steak and like, stuff. Didn't talk like, about,
I don't know,
like yes. global warming.
Yes,
and
sorry to all the vegans out there in Earth House. We were like not good Earth Housers, but we had a great time. And then senior year, we lived across the street from each other. We could like see each other's windows. And then we started writing together in the winter of our senior year. So kind of like pretty late on in our college experience. Mm-hmm. And I think we sat down and wrote Little Memory because we were each going through something that was like I just remember you came over and you were like very upset about a certain person
and I was like,
oh yeah, I have like something I could think about too. And we just like sat there and we wrote every line of it just in one sitting.
Awesome. Yeah. Wow. Can you then from that moment sort of identify one or two or you know however many key moments that were like, we did this so right, like by posting this here, by talking to this person, by going here, this is what set us on a path that led us to where we are now. Like, is there that you can both, and like, I want to know if you can say, if you would say the same thing. Is it easy to identify?
Write it down. It? Yeah.
Blind voting.
Right. Exactly.
Or is it one thing or is it a number of things? What do you
say? The question is a moment that change, what is
like
the
turning points, right? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, what
about?
Are the key, what moments. Was the magic moments, moment or moments that set you on a path to lead us here?
Like thinking of someone who's listening to us right now and they want to achieve what you've achieved so far. And they're like, how did they break through? You know, because there is that threshold.
You're in college writing a song. And then what happens?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like people ask like our like advice on what they should do for music. And I genuinely like this is what we did. Like, I don't know if this is the
recipe.
How
did you get signed?
Right.
We got I don't know. I literally don't know.
Yeah. I mean, for certain, it's not luck. Like, we work extremely hard. Mm-hmm. We're extremely ambitious. We're perfectionists. We have a very intense work ethic.
But is that outward? Is that a hustle in terms of, like, interfacing with people and making sure that people hear it? Or is that making the music? Or is it both?
I think it's both.
All of it. Yeah. I mean, from the get-go, like, I remember when we were like, okay, we want to release our first single. How do we do it? We probably emailed like 400 blogs ourselves. And nobody like told us to do that. We just did it. And I feel like that is how so much of it went for us is we were like, we're not actually sure how this works, but we're going to just go really hard and see what comes of it. And we kind of just, I really felt like we did like sort of like trailblaze like mm-hmm. our own path yeah. to now because we just worked really hard and we tried to use our instincts and
yeah I think we both have like pretty good instincts about like what is smart and what is not smart, like even though we don't know the ins and outs of the music industry and we never like really did, but
that liberal arts education
loved it but I think yeah we would email kind of like 10 hours a day at times. We would email blogs, we would email like management companies, like labels. And in retrospect, like for all the people out there, don't like a blind, what is it called? Cold call. Don't cold call labels, like they don't care. Mm-hmm. Like that was wasted energy, uh-huh. but we didn't know that at the time. That's not how we got signed. Uh-huh. We were like, hi, can I speak to you? Great, so it's done.
Awesome. So you've hung up on me? Okay, cool.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I mean, a year into your career, you were playing 9:30 Club and Black. I mean, you were opening,
yeah,
and
yes.
playing 2,000 cap rooms. Like what, you know?
I literally
the work.
Don't know.
It's, I mean, that's
we
a great
pray
answer.
A lot. We yeah. do pray to
and
a
you
higher
work. I mean,
it's
you've
power.
Answered it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, yeah. what's the higher power?
We're it's, not sure.
Yeah, yeah okay. we don't know. Like, but you can. I can feel when I
like
put,
the force that brought you together. Like that kind of higher.
Yeah,
power.
Like I can when we pray for something. Like I just direct all of my energy
yeah.
towards that one thing, uh-huh. and like
yeah.
it works.
Yeah. yeah, we just yeah. I think
I
that's
believe
really,
in energy.
I think yeah. that's really yeah. it. Like we just put a lot of energy into
totally.
What we do as well. I think one other piece of it is like JJ and I also like both.
really agree and like want to have a foundation of being like very courteous and polite and loyal and humble, and that's really important to us. And
as we say, as we're like, we're the best, we work so hard.
But yeah, like with everybody,
no, that's not bragging to say that you work hard.
No, yeah. And it's also I think it's a really important, great point to be like, and we're fucking nice people.
Yeah,
and people want to fuck with us.
Well, yeah,
I love that.
I mean, like whoever we've met along the way, like whether they were, you know, somebody that is like very influential in the music industry or somebody that just runs a very small like night at a bar in like
Ireland.
Like we try to treat people with a lot of gratitude and respect, and so many people have helped us along the way, and we stay in touch with everyone, you know, big or small, New York or London or whoever. And we just try to really, because so much of the industry is like relationships. And so we like to have good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we talk a lot about things coming full circle. So like people that we met 2 years ago, we're like, I don't know if we'll ever cross paths, but like we always send them our new stuff and we're like, how are you?
You never know.
Some of them, it's like ridiculous how it's come full circle. I'm trying to think of an example of like,
No, but that's nice, and that'll keep happening.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, that feels like full circle now, but like imagine when you're 50 years into your career and that shit comes back.
You keep track and you have each other to keep it in check. Like, remember that person.
Remember people's names.
Yeah.
And nationalities.
Yeah, like Matt Corby, for example, which is the guy that we went on our first like really big tour with. Mm-hmm. Someone in our a cappella group actually showed me him, and I think I showed you, JJ, and we used to listen to that song, Brother. At college and watched the YouTube video, and then we found out about the first show, and we prayed really hard, and we got this one show, and then we were like, wow, that was amazing. And then, you know, 6 months later we found out he's doing a whole national tour, and so it's just like,
did you reach out to him?
We had started working with an agent who was his agent, and so he gave us that first show kind of as like a
here you go
goodwill gesture. And then we fell in love with him and like the way he works, and our whole team is just so lovely.
Yeah,
we were saying this the other day, like we have such a lovely team, like
that's
everybody,
very important. I think
everybody that we work with like is like loyal and grounded, and I think like that's what we've spent the last 2 years doing, is like putting together that team, and that's like really rewarding. The moments, I would say there aren't any moments that I can think of that are like, here's where we succeeded in the industry. But I remember like specific bracelet moment. Oh, where's your bracelet?
Oh, I took it off at home.
Mm. Oh, bracelet moments. Awkward. It's okay. I'm not wearing mine. Like bracelet moments where we would like look at each other and be like, okay, like we're doing this, or like, I can see the future. Like, I can see this happening for us, like, if we work for it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one moment where we were in a cab in, like, the summer right after graduation. We had played two shows, and I think we were in a cab home from pianos or something. Mm-hmm. And Hannah was like, what's your dream for a year from now? And I think mine was to open for the Staves.
Still working on that,
but like we've done something kind of similar, like of a similar caliber. It just wasn't the Staves, who I love.
All right, so new album out April 21st.
Yes.
Young is what it's called.
Young,
yeah.
And what are you guys gonna play for us tonight?
We are gonna play the debut single, Hold Me Close.
All right. Awesome.
You guys are the best.
JJ, you guys are the best.
Love you.
Sorry,
guys.
We didn't ask you guys any questions.
Next time. Come back next time.
His words don't mean nothing. It shows right through his teeth. He walks the world like I should know what it means. He's a man of armor. Don't blink, no need to please. But he still looks to me to cuff his sleeve.
Hold me close.
So hold me close till the night turns gray. Different faces, but the song's the same. So hold me close till the night turns gray.
but he'll always own the ground I walk alone. So hold me close till the night turns gray. Different faces, but the song's the same. So hold me close till the night turns gray. Different faces, but the song's the same. I'm not the one who's been doing you wrong all this time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.